Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. This is the day that our Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. First, I hope you had a great and safe Labor Day weekend, and we continue to pray for all of the people in Houston and their families as they attempt to start the recovery from Hurricane Harvey. Our topic for this morning is go home. Go home. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 11 through 24. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. Number one, it is back. Today is Triple Threat Tuesday. Not only will you get motivated on morning motivation from God's word, but also where you get educated and get heard on my law office's show of UBD Jury, where you are able to call in live on air and deliberate a hot off the press topic with other callers, also known as jurors, and reach a verdict on air. Tonight, we will be discussing Hurricane Harvey. And the question for you, the jurors, is Houston's mayor partly to blame for Harvey's devastation by telling the residents to stay instead of evacuating? So we will be able to discuss that. You'll be able to give your opinion, to deliberate with other jurors. All of the information, the call-in information, as well as the online tune-in information, is on my law office website at callrossiwilliams.com. And you can also link there from my ministry site of feeldfire.com. Finally, remember to set your alarms to tune in live to Morning Motivation with me at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, by calling 323-870-4180 or tuning in online from the Morning Motivation page of my ministry website at feeldfire.com. Now, there are so many other things coming up, but due to time's sake, I cannot go through all of those. So will you please just go to my ministry website today at feeldfire.com so you can get all of the information for You Be the Jury, everything for Morning Motivation, and see everything else that is going on. God has some blessings in store for us. That site is F-E-E-L, Feel, letter D, not T-H-E, Fire. So make sure you go there today. This broadcast will also be posted there after 8 a.m. So please go re-listen, re-encourage yourself, and send at least two or three other people to the website to hear this powerful morning motivation as well. All right. Well, by now you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I am in the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 11 through 24, and I'm reading from the KJV. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country,
And he sent him into his fields to feed swine or to feed the pigs. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But, the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, in other words, the best calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, or my daughter, huh? And is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now, I didn't say, oh, my daughter, but I'm just speaking for us, whether it's you, whether it's me, whether it's the son, whether it's the daughter. In other words, whomever is lost. The father says, you once were lost. You were dead, but you're alive again. Let's celebrate. What is our topic for this morning? Say it with me wherever you are. Go home. Sometimes you just have to pack up and go home. Your inheritance, purpose, legacy, and blessings are there. Peace, joy, capability, and support are there. Your best you, glory, is there. And it may not be that where you are spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, financially, health-wise, physically, relationally, is the worst place or even a bad place. But it's not the place where God has ordained you to live your best life now. You're eating swine scraps when you're supposed to be living on the fatted calf. So understand that sometimes go home means return to the right natural place or environment. Other times it's return to the right spiritual place. Still others, it's the right job, relationship, circle of friends, career choices, or just plain everyday life choices. Even further, sometimes it is a combination of some or all of these changes. You see, wherever you are, glory, when your spirit suddenly comes to itself and says, I don't have to live like this. My Father God has so much more in store for me than what I am doing, planning, accepting, settling for, strategizing right now. That is the place that you must run from. The time to humbly pack yourself up and go home. In today's scripture, we read the story of the prodigal son. He had everything where he was. He was living his best life now. But in his folly and in his distorted perception, he decided that there were better things, better people, a better life for him somewhere else. So he went to his natural father, who was providing everything, and said, look, I'm out. I'm leaving. Give me what's mine, and I'm going to go out here, and I'm going to show you that I can do better. And the father gave it to him. He said, okay, Sometimes I have to let you experience the school of hard knocks. Sometimes I have to let you kick against the prick. Sometimes I have to let you see that the grass really is not greener on the other side. So that son went out and he wasted his resources, wasted his money, wasted his talents, wasted his gifting, wasted his calling until he got to the point of being so low that all he could do was go hire himself out or go get a job feeding someone else's swine. And as he was feeding them, he was so hungry that he was about to eat the scraps or the husk that the pigs eat when something in him clicked and said, wait a minute, have I forgotten who I am? Have I forgotten who my father is? Have I forgotten where I came from? Have I forgotten all that I've already accomplished? How many times I've made it through? That I would allow myself to be so low that I'm going to eat what pigs eat? No, not so. I will humble myself. I will admit my wrongdoing. I will take accountability for the fact that I haven't done things the way I should have, in the process that I should have, the way that God has told me I should have, and go home and ask forgiveness. And even if I have to accept the less or the least at home, it is better than the most of what I'm getting right now. So he packed up and he went home. But when his father saw him, because see, the father or a mother always knows his or her children. Even when we see you afar off, we know you. And the father was so happy. He said, look, come on home. He did not even wait for the son to make it to the door, but rather he ran and hugged him and kissed him and said, look, I don't care what happened. I don't care that you didn't listen. All I care about now is that you're home. Clean him up. Give him the best robe. Kill my best calf. Put a ring on his hand. Give him a symbol, in other words, or a token of the fact that he's welcome here. And let's celebrate and let's be merry. Because my son, who was lost, who was wayward, who was out there wandering, whom I didn't know what would happen, he's come to himself and he now is home. I want to encourage you in these last few minutes before we go into prayer to go home today. Wherever you are, that you know God has told you don't be there. Again, it may not be the worst place. It may not even be a bad place. It may even be a Christian place, but it's not the place for you. It's not where you flourish. It's not where you live your best life. It's not where you find your joy and peace and happiness and goodness. It's not the best application of your talents and resources. Repent and do your first works over. Pack up and go home. And understand that you may be in the right physical place, but go home may mean for you get into the right spiritual place. Get rededicated, get saved, come out of your backslidden ways. Or maybe you have the wrong type of attitude, whatever it is that has you living beneath what God has for you. Get out of that place and go home. Whew, our time is running. We must go into prayer. I know this is a powerful word. I know you are already praising the Lord. So go with me in prayer right now. Dear Father, we come in Jesus' name. We praise you for another day. We thank you for life, health, strength, our right mind. We thank you, Lord, that we have a home to live in. We thank you for transportation, whether it's our feet, whether it's a bicycle, whether it's a car, whether it's the bus, whether it's someone else taking us around. We can't do anything but thank you for how you keep meeting our needs. We have something to eat. We thank you for our spouses, our children, our parents, our siblings, cousins, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, friends. We just praise you for your powerful, powerful word this morning. Now, Father, your word tells us in Revelation 2 and 5 that when we are fallen, we need to repent and do our first works over. In other words, sometimes we got to do like the prodigal son and just pick up and go back to the place where we left you, that place which was home that we left to go out and do things our own way. And in doing so, we've messed up. We've wasted time that we cannot get back. We've wasted resources. We've wasted talents. We've wasted gift and influence. We have sometimes impacted ourselves financially, health-wise, emotionally, and mentally. Other times, we've impacted others in doing the things that we've done, and sometimes we've impacted ourselves and others. But today, we praise you because you have shown us that no matter how far away we have strayed, you are standing there waiting for us to come home. Just come home, you're saying. Just stop living that way. Just stop being in that place around those people. Just stop forgetting about you. Just stop forgetting to read our word, forgetting to pray, forgetting to fast, forgetting to go to church, forgetting to tithe, forgetting to give offering, forgetting to witness. Just come home. That's what you're saying to us today. I don't care where you were last night. I don't care what you did this morning. I don't care, you're saying. Just go home. Go home naturally. Go home spiritually. Go home in every aspect of your life. Go to the place that I have ordained for you to live your best life now. Father, we repent this morning of our wrongdoing, our stubbornness, our pigheadedness. We repent of believing that we know better than you know what we're supposed to be doing. And we ask forgiveness. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening to this broadcast now and those who will listen later for the things and prayers they have laid before you, that it is done in the name of Jesus in accordance with your powerful will. And I speak joy. I speak release. I speak liberty to everyone listening right now. I speak release. Release to go home. Release to go home. That they don't have to be ashamed. They don't have to worry about the blame. They don't have to be caught up in the fallacy. They don't have to be deceived by Satan that nobody wants them. I speak that they will pack up even now and just go home. Go to the place where their purpose, legacy, and inheritance lives. Go to the place where they live their best lives now. And if they have children or spouses, that they get them together and they all go together to the place that they live their best lives. That is home. In Jesus' name, I speak release right now. Release in every area of their lives. Release in every area of my life. In Jesus' name, we all agree. Let us all say, yes, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I have to give you our task for today because our time has run. Continue to praise him. Just continue to praise him. Yes, I feel that power. I feel that release right now. Continue to praise the Lord. Our topic for today is go home. Your task for today is to pack yourself up. Remember, this is not always naturally. Sometimes it's spiritually. Sometimes it's, I got to find a better job, or I need to change friends, or I need to reconcile with my husband or wife or parents or siblings. Whatever it is that took you from the best life you could live and put you to where you were eating, willing to eat pig scraps, to settle for abuse or for less or for being talked to any kind of way or for living paycheck to paycheck, whatever it is, your backslidden state that took you from the best place, then that's where you gotta leave from and go home. All right? I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Please share this broadcast with at least two people today. It will be there all day on FeelTheFire.com. This is a powerful word, so set your alarms. And if you missed other broadcasts, you can hear them on feelthefire.com as well. All right, our song for today that we're going to exit on is I Will Bless the Lord. Go home. Go home. Because God has blessings for you, and in doing so, you will bless the Lord because you'll be right where he told you to be. I'll see you in the morning.
Prince of Praise, Byron Cage, with Padam. Come on.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and everything that's within me. Come on. I will bless his name. Is there anybody in this place?